السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، حياكم الله حمزة.
الحمد لله.
Inshallah.
I'm sorry, Sheikh, I couldn't hear you.
I said, go ahead, inshallah.
Thank you. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Bye bye. Alhamdulillah. We would like to welcome everyone to the sixth session with our beloved Sheikh Muhammad al-Maliki hafidhullah ta'ala, which is going over the book The Important Lessons for Every Muslim. And without any delay, bismillah ta'ala, we turn the mic over to our beloved Sheikh. Fadl, ya Sheikh.
Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man istanya bi sunnati wa ahtada bi hudahi ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. Hayyakumullah. Ayyuhal ikhwatu wal akhawati masjid ansari sunnah. The America, dear brothers and sisters, in Masjid Ansar al-Sunnah in America, you are welcome, and also those who are following us via Pal Talk and other means, and those who are going to listen to the talk later on the recordings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are still continuing with the first lesson of the important lessons for the general ummah, which is compiled by Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, the great and noble imam of our time. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him and bestow his mercy on him and shower his grave with mercy, and make him from amongst those who accompany the Prophet ﷺ in the Jannat al-Na'im. The Shaykh, as we said before, was the first lesson for a interpretation of some small surahs of the Quran for those who for every Muslim, because as we said many times that every Muslim is in need for reciting these surahs in his prayer and as well as in other times. This surah today we have is Surah Al-Qari'ah. Surah Al-Qari'ah, and Al-Qari'ah means the strike or the striking calamity, the striking calamity. And this is one of the names of the day of resurrection. It is called the hour, the qari'ah. It is called as-sa'a, meaning the hour, al-qari'ah, the striking, al-waq'ah, existing calamity, and Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Many other names for that day mentioned in the Quran. One of these names is Al-Qari'ah. Is Al-Qari'ah. Naam. And it is on the same pronunciation of الحاقة والواقعة والطامة الحاقة الواقعة الطامة and many others. And of course it is called القيامة as well as الفاقرة الصاخة الآزفة. نعم. And these all, although they have their own meanings, but they all lead to the same meaning, which is magnificent incidents and calamity that going to occur on that day, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in some other surahs, like in Surah Al-Hajj, for example, and Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah Ta'ala said, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. All mankind, fear indeed the convulsion of the final hour is a terrible thing, meaning it's yani something that yani one cannot yani cope with. And then Allah Ta'ala said, يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد ولكن عذاب الله شديد. On that, on the day, you see it every nursing. You see on the day you see it, every nursing mother will be distracted from that child she was nursing, and every pregnant woman will abort her pregnancy. And you will see the people appearing intoxicated while they are not intoxicated, but punishment of Allah is severe. Allah al-Musta'an. And in many ayat, Allah Ta'ala described that day. As here, Allah Ta'ala said, Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. And here, one another benefit that we can get from these ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Qari'atu Mal-Qari'ah Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. Here the word Wama Adraka, Wama Adraka, the ulama say, first of all, it means what makes you know. Yani Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Qari'ah, which is the striking calamity. And then Allah Ta'ala asks a question that He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that a question person is not having the answer of it, but it is to drag the attention of the listener. What is the striking calamity? Allah Ta'ala is asking, and He, Allah Ta'ala, knows that the speech directed to is not able to, yani He does not have the answer of this question. So why Allah Ta'ala is asking this question? It is to drag the attention of the listener. Now, then Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. And what can make you know what is this striking calamity? The ulama say that when Allah Ta'ala say, مَا أَدْرَاكَ, then it is different from what he says, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, as in the other ayah. As in the other ayah where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لعل الساعة قريب. what makes you know? And then Allah Ta'ala says, what makes you know that when the hour is close to you, meaning وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ قَرِيبٌ. يعني as Allah Ta'ala said that in Surah Al-Ahzab Ayah 63, وَمَا يَدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. And in Surah Al-Shura Ayah 17, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ قَرِيبًا. What I mean to say in this in this regard is that, as the scholars say, that when Allah Ta'ala says to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, it is different from what when Allah Ta'ala says وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. نعم. And يعني as we see, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, what makes you know, and وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, what will make you know, what will make you know. The ulama say that when Allah Ta'ala says وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to describe this thing after. But when Allah Ta'ala says وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, Allah Ta'ala then describes it. As he Allah Ta'ala said in here in this ayat, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ, and then he Allah Ta'ala described that day, الْقَارِعَةِ, يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْتُونِ, يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبتون. نعم. So Allah Ta'ala is saying here, so as I said, that whenever you hear Allah Ta'ala saying وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, then you know that Allah Ta'ala is not going to describe that thing to you. But when Allah Ta'ala says وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, then he Allah Ta'ala will say will tell you about that thing. As what he Allah Ta'ala said, and many different ayat, like in Surah Al-Qari'ah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ, in Surah Al-Haqqah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ, in Surah Al-Muddathir, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَفَرْ, مَا سَقَرْ, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ, in Surah Al-Mursalat, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ, in Surah Al-Infitar, وما أدراك ما يوم الدين, in Surah المطففين, وما أدراك ما سجين, also in Surah المطففين, وما أدراك ما عليون, in Surah الطارق, وما أدراك ما الطارق, in Surah البلد, وما أدراك ما العقبة, in Surah القدر, وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. So in these all ayat, and others as in Surah Al-Humazah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحُطَمَةِ, all these ayat Allah Ta'ala used this يعني word وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, and then he gives the description after that, and then Allah Ta'ala gives the description after that. As in this ayah, as in this surah, sorry. القارعه ما القارعه وما ادراك ما القارعه يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث and it means that that this is the description of the day. It is a day whereon men will be like moths scattered about. Men will be like moths scattered about. And then Allah Ta'ala described one another creation, massive creation, which is the mountains. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ And the mountains will be like carded wool. Carded wool. And Allah Ta'ala gave more description of what's going to happen on that day. As here Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ And then he whose balance will be found heavy. And Allah Ta'ala didn't tell us what type of balance, but it means the balance of good deeds, the balance of good deeds. Although Allah Ta'ala didn't say, because what can describe that, what can make us understand that and know it is what he Allah Ta'ala said in the following ayat, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ will be in a life of good pleasure and satisfaction. This pleasure and satisfaction is also described in many other ayat and many other ayat, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala said, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون but give glad tidings to those who believe and work righteousness that their portion is gardens beneath which rivers flow. Every time they are fed with fruits therefrom, they say, why this is what we were fed with before, meaning in this world and this worldly life and this worldly life. But as the Prophet ﷺ said, then it is the shape is yani it looks like the shape and the name like the name, or as Ibn Abbas said, but the taste is totally different. The taste is totally different. Naam. As Allah Ta'ala also said here, وَأُتُوبِي مُتَشَابِعًا for they are given things in similitude, meaning similitude to what they used to be given in this worldly life. Naam. So And also, as in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 3, وَأَذَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. نعم. Also there, وَبَشِّرْ, يعني, no, not in this ayah, no. But anyway, in many ayat, Allah Ta'ala described the Jannah, and what is given in the Jannah, as in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, for example, as in Surah Al-Mulk, as in Surah Amma, as in Surah as in Surah Sa'ala Sa'ilun Al-Ma'arij, in many other ayat Allah Ta'ala, in many other ayat and verses Allah Ta'ala described the Jannah for us, to encourage us, and describe the fire. He did not describe everything, but just a little thing of the fire and of the paradise of the Jannah. Naam. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. خَفَّتْ whose balance will be found light. Balance of what? Balance of good deeds, but not balance of bad deeds. Balance of good deeds will be found light. So such type of person who didn't used to do good deeds in this worldly life, what will happen to him in the day of resurrection? Allah Ta'ala described that, and many verses of the Quran, نعم. هذه سورة الحاقة, where Allah Ta'ala said about such a person who didn't do any good in this world, as Allah Ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ. First look to what Allah Ta'ala said about the one who did good deeds. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمْقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ. Then he that will be given his record, and his right hand will say, ah, here, read my record. Read my record. And then he says also, إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيا. I did really understand that my account would reach me, meaning on the day of resurrection. And then Allah Ta'ala said, describing what type of life he is going to have, Allah Ta'ala said, فَهُوَ بِعِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. And he will be in a life of bliss. And that is in, as Allah Ta'ala said, في جنة عالية, in gardens on high. قطوفها دانية, هي عالية, it is high, but the fruits were off, low, will hang in bunches, low and near, and then they would be said, they would be told, كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسرفتم في الأيام الخالية. Eat and drink, eat ye and drink ye with full satisfaction because of the good that you sent before you and the day that are gone, in the days that are gone. And opposite of that is the one whose balance found light, whose balance found light of the good deeds. There, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Haqqa, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. يَا لَيْتَنِي, he says, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. And he that will be given his record in his left hand will say, ah, would that my record had not been given to me. You know why? Because it is found full of sins. It is light of the good deeds, but it is heavy of the evil ones. And then he blame only himself. As what Allah Ta'ala said, نعم. So Allah Ta'ala described this day for us as He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in the surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah Ta'ala said, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, about this person who didn't used to do good, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. And but as for one whose scales or balance are found light, his refuge will be an abyss. Which is the pit of hellfire. وَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, and هَاوِيَةٌ means deep down, deep hole. So it is هَاوِيَةٌ, that's the meaning of هَاوِيَةٌ in Arabic. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ, again, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ means that He's going to tell us what it is. What makes you to know what is the reality of it? And what can make you know what that is, meaning in reality, in real? نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. It is a fire intensely hot, and it is as Allah described in Surah Al-Baqarah that it is a fire that the fuel of it is only rocks and mankind bodies, rocks and mankind bodies. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fire and make us from the ones who enter the Jannah with no recognizing and with no questioning. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us and remove all of our sins, of our records, and heavy our records of good deeds, us, our parents who are Muslims or who passed away on Islam, and our families and children. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feek, ya Shaykh.
Wa feekum barak.
Inshallah, Shaykh, do you have time to answer some questions, bidhni Allah Ta'ala?
No problem, inshallah.
Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feek. Now, Shaykh, from the first of those questions, barakallahu feekum, is that the surahs that you mentioned to us in the last couple of classes, were they revealed in the early period of Islam? And if so, why?
Naam, all these, most of the surahs that handles out the issues of the day of resurrection were from the surahs called Makkiya. Called Surahs Makkiya, meaning descended before Hijrah. And that is because the people at that time, were people who used to disbelieve in the day of resurrection and what is going to happen in the grave and in the other life, or if there is any other lives. Naam. So that's why it used to maintain that type of treatment of their creed and belief. Naam. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feekum, ya Shaykh.
Wa feekum barak.
The second question is, we always hear about the rewards that are normally pertaining to the men. And we hardly hear a lot about the rewards that the women will get in paradise. Sheikh, barakallahu feekum, could you give us some information concerning the rewards of the women in paradise? Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feekum.
The Quran and the Sunnah, whenever they speak, they use the word men to mean mankind. To mean mankind. It is not to be specifically for males, but yani masculine, but it is for both masculine and feminine, or males and females who are having this type of characters or yani deeds or yani attributes or description. And whenever it is special for one of them, Allah Ta'ala exempts, and also in the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, exempts the other. But when it is a general yani ruling or a general obligation or even a general reward for both, usually they use, yani usually the Quran and also in the hadith, the word men is used. But it does not mean that only men will have this and women do not. And also it does not mean that the women are not going or are going to have less reward. La, it's not that. But it is as Allah Ta'ala said, نعم let me just remember the ayah. ومن يعمل من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Look here, Allah Ta'ala يعني spoke about both. Whoever does good deeds or works righteousness, man or woman, like that, literally. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى, male or female, and has faith, verily to him will we give a new life, a life that is good and pure, meaning in this worldly life, and we will bestow on such their reward according to the best of their actions. And that is in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala spoke about men and women, because maybe a woman says, okay, if I am divorced, or if I am not married, or even if I am married but I still hear, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran giving and speaking about rewards of men, لحور العين and this. La, the gardens and rivers and massive palaces in the Jannah are for both men and women. And also women we are told that women in the Jannah, the believer women in the Jannah, going to be a queen on all those Hur al-Ain who are serving in the palace. So this shows that both male and female are going to be given high reward. Allah Alam.
Jazakallah khairun, barakallah feekum, Sheikh.
Feekum
barak. The next question, barakallah feekum, is you mentioned on the day of Yom Kiyamah that the deeds are going to be weighed.
No.
What about the person who on the day of Yom Kiyamah his deeds are equal? What will be his case? Barakallah feekum.
Well, this is also mentioned in the Quran. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, when Allah Ta'ala described the type of people according to their deeds, Allah Ta'ala said, for example, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم The vanguard of Islam, the first of those who forsook their homes, and of those who gave them aid, meaning the Ansar in Medina, and also those who followed them, meaning anybody comes after the Sahaba, the Muhajir and Ansar, anybody comes after them and follows them and do good and do the righteous deeds and good deeds, will please is Allah with them. well pleased is Allah with them, as are they with him, meaning they are also pleased with him. For them had he, meaning Allah Ta'ala, prepared gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever. And that is the supreme felicity. And that is one type. And then Allah Ta'ala described the other, وَمِنْ حَوْلِكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَجُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Certain of the desert Arabs round about you are hypocrites, as well as desert Arabs among them, among the Medina folk, they are abstained in hypocrisy. Thou knowest them not, meaning you do not know them. You do not know them, but we, Allah Ta'ala, meaning, know them. Twice shall we punish them, and in addition shall they be sent to a grievous penalty. That is in the day of resurrection, and this is another type. And then Allah Ta'ala described those who did good and bad, and they are balanced. He, Allah Ta'ala, said, وَآخَرُونَ. This is the important part of it now for your question. وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Others, there are who have acknowledged their wrongdoings. They have mixed an act that was good with another that was evil. Perhaps Allah will turn unto them in mercy, for Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. So Allah Ta'ala told us the how this type of people are going to be treated. It is left to the mercy of Allah, which is wide enough to contain everyone and everything. And these are believers having some mistakes and wrongdoings, so they are forgiven for their sins, and at the same time they are rewarded, and they are rewarded for their good deeds. Wallahu a'lam.
Check the other question, and then there's one more after this. What can someone do to strengthen their iman?
This is very important question, and this also needs to be a topic of a lecture. But generally, we are told to how we can strengthen our iman. First thing is the remembrance of Allah. Ala bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Verily, by the remembrance of Allah, the heart settles. Naam. And as the Prophet ﷺ advised the man who came asking for advice, and he said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikri Allah. Let your tongue be not but wit of the remembrance of Allah. Na'am. Meaning keep your tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah. And other thing is to spread the salam. To spread the salam amongst the Muslims. Whoever Muslims you see, you know or you don't know, you like or you don't like, you give salam. As the Prophet ﷺ said, لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. عيسى عليه السلام said you will not enter the Jannah until you complete your belief, and you won't complete your belief until you love each other. shall I not tell you about something that if you do, you will complete your, you will love each other, spread the salam amongst you, amongst yourselves. And also from the things that increases the imam visiting the graveyards, whether Muslims or kuffar, but when you visit the grave Muslim, the Muslim graveyard, you Muslim for two purposes, two reasons. One, to seek the reminder, to seek the reminder for yourself that you're going to be there one day. The other is to seek forgiveness for your Muslim brothers and sisters who are buried in that graveyard. Well, also you can visit the kuffar graveyard for two reasons. One is to seek the reminder for yourselves that one day you're going to be there. And the other is to give them the glad tidings of the fire, as the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا مَرَتُمْ بِقُبُورِ الْكُفَّارِ فَقُولُ أَبْشِرُوا بِالنَّارِ. When you ever pass by the graveyard of the kuffar, say, have the glad tidings of the fire. But of course, you don't say it in a way that you make others hear it, and then it become a problem for you, but you say it in a sound that makes you only hear it. And there are many others visiting the ill people, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. And in regard to visiting the Muslim, Allah Ta'ala said, oh my slave, that is in the hadith, huh? in the day of resurrection, Allah will say, oh my slave, I was sick, but you didn't come to visit me. He, the slave, said, oh Allah, how come I visit you and you are the Lord of the whole universes? He, Allah Ta'ala, didn't say, didn't you know that my slave so-and-so was sick? Didn't you know if you have visited him, you would have found me there? Meaning, found the support of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the iman, and increasing iman, etc., etc., etc. And also you visit the kafir to remind him of the of Allah Ta'ala and give him a da'wah, and also to get the reminder for yourself that who made him sick is the same one who made you healthy. Now, and the Prophet ﷺ, we know that he visited Abu Talib, who was kafir when he was sick, and he visited the Jew boy, the Jew child, the Jew lad, when he was sick, and he accepted Islam and became Muslim, but Abu Talib didn't. Naam. So, there are many means, giving sadaqah, reciting the Quran. One very important thing, ya ikhwan, you in America and in the West and everywhere in the world is in need very badly. That is the massive reward coming from small worships. I don't mean small to minimize it and make it seem small, but I mean small in action. You don't do nothing. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever prays Fajr in the Jama'ah, in the congregation, and remains seated in that place until the sun rises, and you give it 15 minutes after the sun rises, then you pray 2 rak'ah, it would be it would equal the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Perfect Hajj and Umrah. He ﷺ said it for 3 times. 3 times. Hajj and Umrah, Hajj and Umrah, Hajj and Umrah. Tamma, tamma, tamma. Meaning perfect, perfect, perfect. So, these are sources of increasing the iman. Increasing the iman. Being grateful to your parents. And also your neighbors, your kinship, your others. Giving da'wah. Enjoining for good and forbidding the evil, etc., etc. All these can increase your iman, and as I said, remembrance is the main key to it, and it is very easy, very simple, that everyone can do. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakallah khair, barakallah feekum. Ya shaykhana, andi su'al, barakallah feekum.
Naam.
The Shaykh, I'm asking if you could tell us exactly what we should say as it relates to dua when we're visiting the graves of the Muslim, and what should be said when visiting the graves of the kuffar.
Na'am, when visiting the graves of the Muslims, you should say, as the Prophet ﷺ taught Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when he one night was in her house, and then he left out, so she followed him, and she asked him, she found him in Baqiya graveyard, and she asked, what should we say when what should I say when I visit the graveyard? Isa Salam said to her to say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-diyar min al-muslimin wal-mu'minin yarhamu Allahu al-mustaqdimin minna wal-mustakhirin antum al-sabiqoon wa nahnu ala al-atha wa nahnu ala al-atha. That is in the English, in the Arabic. And this dua, ikhwan, which is mentioned in Arabic, should be said in Arabic. We should learn it in Arabic. But if you don't know, then you say whatever you can say in English to seek forgiveness for them. And in regard to the non-Muslim or the kuffar graveyards, when you visit them, you just say abshiru bin nar. You just say abshiru bin nar. Have the glad tidings of the fire. That's it. Wallahu
a'lam.
Wafikum barakallah. Hayyakum.
Sheikh, if there's one more question.
No problem.
Here the question that says, Assalamu alaikum. Then they said, if mankind will be like scattered moths on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, it's known that moths gravitate to the flame or the fire. Will mankind be hovering over a fire until their deeds, good or bad, are weighed?
La la la. This doesn't mean that. Although, we know that the fire would be in between the plain land of resurrection and the paradise, and there above the fire is the sirat, the path, and everyone will have to cross it, will have to go over it. But the ayah means that when they are resurrected, they are resurrected like, you see, in the autumn season, you see the moths or the butterflies scatter, covering all the ground, that is the meaning of it, that they are going to be scattered and resurrected like that, scattered, covering the whole ground of the resurrection. It does not mean that they are scattered around the fire. No, but it is scattered over the, covering the surface of the land of resurrection. Na'am. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakallah khair, barakallah feek, ya Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and make this deed heavy for you on the scale of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and enter you into paradise. Ameen.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah khair. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.